Perikmei Emesai has been graciously dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Daniel Roth in honor of Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky Shlita. May the Torah studied through these shiurim be a zechus for himself and his entire family. The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The sort of hakdama, Masechta Baruchas, you have to start with something which is more klalius. You understand that Masechta Baruchas is not only Masechta Baruchas for itself, but it's also the psicha of Seyda Zeroyim, and more generally, it's the psicha of Shas. So whatever the Mishnah is Pesach with, you understand that it remains the Rosh, the Mokar, or the Shoyrish, to everything as follows. You know very well, Rabbeinu Sadi Goyin tells us, Ein Uma Seinu Uma Ela Yidei Teyo Yisseho. Klal Yisrael is not an Uma Bechlal, only through its two Teyres, Teyres Shebechsav and Teyres Shebaal Peh, Teyres Shebechsav, Chavish Chum Shei Teyre, Chav Dalat Sifrei Kodesh, Teyres Shebaal Peh is included in the Klolius of Shas Bavli, in Shas Sifrei Tanoim V'Amiroim. The Rambam tells us in the beginning, in his Akdome, Tiyad and other places, Teyres Shebaal Peh means the Pirush of Teyres Shebechsav. Hilchus Talmud Torah tells us besides Torah Shebaal Peh is what we call Talmud. Talmud is the Eisek in Havonas HaTorah Shebechsav, understanding the give and take. That's called Talmud. Limud Be'iyun Be'igiyo Lohisiv Lekach U'Pilpul. And that's besides Perish HaMitzvah. Perish HaMitzvah, you understand, is simply what the Torah tells us Bechsav to do Be'kitzer. Torah Shebaal Peh is Mefarish to us Befroti is what to do. The Rambam says His Sefer Mishle Torah is the Pirush of Kol HaMitzvahs Kula. We're learning in Shas, we're going through the Shakla Vataria, Divrei Chazal, how the Soymech, how the Deirish, Yigil Midas Shatar Nidroshes Bohen, is as Klolius of Shas. As we mentioned, Masechet Brachos is the Aschola of Shas, the Aschola of Seyda Zeroyim, and the Aschola of Masechet Brachos. Let's try our best to understand the simple Gisha to see how Chazal, B'chochmosom, B'gadlusom, Kol Yisoydes Gdoilois, in the Aschola. The Mishnah starts. Me'emas ha'koyin ha'shashma ba'arvis Mishosh ha'akahanim nechnosim la'achol b'trumosom Atzoif ha'ashmura ha'rishoyna. What's the time that we start saying Kriyashma in the evening? The time that the kahanim go in to eat the truma, the point that there's mutter for them to eat the truma v'ashem ish v'toyer Atzoif ha'ashmura ha'rishoyna till the end of the first ha'shmura, as Chazal explained in the Gemara. There are a number of ha'shmuras through the night. And the end of the first Hashmura, this is the Shita of Rebbe Lezer v'chachomar mat chatzois. Gemara explains, Rebbe Lezer says, this is man going to sleep, shach b'chov kumecha, zman shechiva, it's the first third of the night. Chomar mat chatzois, be'etzem the zman kriyashma is the entire night, mat chatzois is b'hach ha'godim im ha'aveiru. This is the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah b'chlal mentioned in Shas is Kabbalah's oil malchus shamayim. You have to understand, the reason Chazal start with this mitzvah, more than any other mitzvah, not only that, we're miyasa this man, not as a clear time, but mishosh yakanim chosm lechol betrumothon, given a time which is the same time as something else which happened. Knesas yakanim to eat betruma. This also needs an understanding. Kliya in achilas truma. The Gemara discusses other shittas and this. Let's try our best to see what Chazal and Miram is here in the Mishnah. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Omer Yishlok Yishmai Dechsiv, Vahoye Amunas Yitecha Choysen Yeshua Is Chochmos Vadas, Pasuk Nishayon, the Gemara dashes, Emunas, Zested Ezroyim, Itecha, Zested Ermoyed, Choysen, Zested Enoshim, Yeshuais, Zested Enezikin, Chochmos, Zested Ekochim, Vodas, Zested Etahiris. Chazal tell us in these six words, is Merumas, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. We complete and we say, Vafilo Hochi, Yiras Hashem, Hi Oitzoroi. Only Yiras Hashem is the Oitzor for the entirety of Shas. Without the Yotzer, there's no place to store Kiviyochel, the Limudim. It has no Kiyim. As Rav Chaim Alojna says in Nefesh HaChaim, V'hoi Limimus, Hashor V'achamor, it's trampled upon. Limudi HaTorah have no Kiyim B'chlal without the Yotzer. As I'll tell us over here, the first of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah is Amunas. It refers to Seyedah Zeroyim. Avoyah Amunas, Amunas is Seyedah Zeroyim. And as Tosfos explains over there, Yishalmi says, Shemamin b'chei ho'ilomi b'zereya. He trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his zereya. I heard from a Yid, who was in Russia, the time of the Kolchozin. He said, you were able to see the difference between Poland, that was a religious country at the time, in Russia, which was an atheistic country. by simply seeing where the ground stopped producing produce. It stopped growing. It told me we were able to see where the Gvul was. An entire nation which was atheistic, but there's no Amunu Bechlal, there was no such thing as Zriya. It didn't grow, it couldn't grow. Any farmer could tell you that he plants believing as a Zana Siyato, there will be something which will give us the rains, the proper conditions to make it grow. The entire state of Zroyim is Geboit on Yisoyde HaMunu. This is the Metzius of state of Zroyim. You say that Shas starts to state of Zroyim, Teshtelavek, the Yisoyde HaMunas, understandably, Me'im HaSaikoyim Krishna of the Arvis, talking about Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shamayim, which is Yisoyde HaMunu. The person the Kabbalah himself, the Oil Malchus Shamayim, is Makir, the Rambam says for mitzvahs is moined the mitzvahs. The first one the Rambam says includes the Noich Hashem Alekechol. Afterwards, mitzvah Beis, he says, there he speaks about the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes the Pasuk of Kriya Shema. The mocker is from the Pasuk Rishon of Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekechol Hashem Echod. In mitzvahs Kriya Shema, we're mitzvah to be makir the Beiri. Not only to be makir Yichudain, to be makabel upon ourselves. It's a mitzvah miyuchedes of Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shamayim. There's a mitzvah to be Kari Krishna Paim Yom Mitzvah Yud. Seder Zroim, the Psich of Shas, starts with the Yisod of Mitzvah Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shamayim and Yisod of Amunu. And that's the Gisha Teshas. The Gisha Teshas is before we go there, before we call, sit down, to Limudei HaTorah, there's a Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shamayim. The Gemara later on, the Fid Beis tells us, Omer Rabba Vachidino, Sar of Meshmeh Derav, Kol Shalei Omer Emes V'yatsiv Shachris V'emes V'emunah V'arvis When things are clear, there's a behirus, there's a brirus, there are no nesyeni v'amuno. It's b'leilois, at the time of Lailo, then in the matzav of Tishto Shadeyois, we shall call it cheshchas hagolus, which is something which blinds the person, makes it unable for him to see and to understand the klorkat v'yad Hashem. At that point, there's a need for chizik avuno. The Gemara tells us, "Save Mak, it's Boch Habakkuk v'midon Alach Hashem v'tzadik b'amanos yichya." Not chast v'sholom that becomes bot lakutz v'shal yud of any digdo kal of mitzvahs chast v'sholom. But the tkufa achreina that he refers to, the time it's cheshchas hagolus, at that point, it's much more difficult to understand and to see. Yad Hashem, there's a need for chizik and amuna. That chizik and amuna is something which from that will grow. His chaskus and inyoni amuna, which is necessarily bizman ha'acharein, gives it the ability for a person to be able to continue and to be mekayim kiyumi ha'toiro. For that simple reason, the Mishnah starts with me'em asai koyin krishma ba'arvin, not shachris, the point of evening, the point of tishtush, the point of difficulty. As you do the geshayla, the mefarshim ask, the Ramban is done, the beginning of the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he brings the mitzvahs, anoich Hashem alaykecho. Others maintain that there is no mitzvah saseh of anoichi. It's a statement. There's a need to be maimin. But the mitzvahs don't pass until after the hamon. Raman quotes the Mechilta. Moshe the Melech, Shabbat the Medina, came to a Medina and the people tell him, please, gzor alein gzeirois. And he responds and says, you want to be mekabel my gzeirois? Koidim be mekabel my malchus, and then be mekabel my gzeirois. So too, it's not minyana to make a mitzvah out of anoichi. The person needs first to be makir that there is an anoichi. To be makir that someone is being mitzavis ha-mitzvahs. And those words of Chazal that there are, the mitzvahs follow the statement of anoichi. Yet the Gemara Seif Makis tells us, Tayag mitzvahs, Moshe Benu was nitzavid, the Rabban quotes the Gemara. He says, Toyro tziv alon ha-moshe, that's tofre shiral of mitzvahs, v'anoichi v'lo yeelecho. The mitzvahs, Anoichi and lo yelecho, mipi agvura shamanu, we hear this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there clearly indicates that there is a mitzvah amuna, a mitzvah of anoichi as the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs brings it. For those who maintain a fact, when things are clear, when things are there, as they are, we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence all the time. So it's an ongoing mitzius. It's hard to say there's a mitzvah to believe in the mitzius. Melet me the mitzius is there. When things are more difficult, there's a need l'chazik be'amuna. That's when one has to exercise mitzvah samuna. Understand that there's a mitzvah samuna. When one cholila has tishtushim, there's shailus, sveikis. So at that point, the person is mekayim mitzvah samuna by establishing, making steadfast his belief and understanding. When does one say Krishma Barvis? That's the Haskalas Hashas. Bishas Arvis, Bishas Cheshchas Hagolus. When is it that one person says this, the Krishma? When is this Mana Mitzvah? It's Yadu on the Medrash. Shena Golius, Miskansois, Ela Vesusa Mishnais. Quote the Posik, Kam Ki Yitnu Bagoyim Ata Akapzeim, so the Gemara says in Lava Basra. Omar Ulo, Posik Zeb Boloshna Ramis Nemr. Yitonu Kulu Ata Akapzeim. Vimat Mehem, Yicholim Imas Melech Vesorim. Says Obedin, Chazal is talking about the taxes on Talmid HaChomim. He says, Kam ki yitnu bagoyim ata kaptim, the loshen yitnu, in Aramaic is yasnu. Learn that. Mishchus ha-mishnayis. Comes that limit Teresh al-Apeh is Yeshuas Mishal Yisrael necheshchus ha-golus. For the limit of Teresh al-Apeh b'layla, that means at night. Limit of Torah at night, a person is mechazik himself and he sees the Or HaGodol Motei HaChoshech. Well known the Gemara in Erev, in Omer Rav Yehuda le-Ivra le-Elya elu le-Shinso, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lokesh le-Ivra siyara elu le-Yisra. At night, it's well known Shem Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah Sheval Peh. At night, Torah Sheval Sav during the day. Torah Sheval Peh, the Yegiyah B'Mishnayis, the Limudei HaTorah by night, that's the thing that gives a person his Atzloche. And the truth is, Kriya Shema itself is a shayla what the Takon is. Sidur HaShagasai, in the beginning of his Shuvah, brings from Rabbeinu Yoino, the Radana Mitzvahs, Kriya Shema, but it didn't arise to the Rabbonon. He explains that the Iker Takona was a Takonis Limud HaTorah. But Chazal were Masakin, not Limud HaTorah, but Tzura Shal Parshas Kriyashma. This itself needs an understanding. It's well known that the Gemara tells us in Gittin, other places, Megillah Tzricha Sietet Kamita Shal Torah. The question what it means, what Kamita Shal Torah refers to. And it's quoted in Tosfos, in Gittin and in Saita, Rabbein Chanan, Rabbein Rabtam understands, the Lav Hainu Sefer Torah. Megillah Tzricha Sietet Kamita Shal Torah does not mean a Sefer Torah. The Holy Boy Sietet Elahainu Mezuzo. When it says the words of the Gemara Amita Shal Torah, it's referring to a mezuzah. And he's Messiah, and he says V'kori Lei Amita Shal Torah Al Shem Sheyesh Boy Shom Yichud Malchus Shomayim. The reason we call the mezuzah Amita Shal Torah is because it has Yichud Malchus Shomayim. Tesante Nekudot. It means it's Amita Shal Torah. Kol HaTorah Kulei seems to indicate is also Malchus Shamayim. Limudei HaTorah, Kiyumi HaTorah, all show a person's Mekabel Oil. But here you have the parasha where there's clearly stated what he calls Yichud Malchus Shamayim. And that's Amita Shal Torah. So we fully understand why Shas starts. Shas, Klolius Shas, Seir Ezroim, which is called the Munaf, particularly starts with Kriyashma, Mitzvah Kriyashma, Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shamayim. This is what we call Amita Shal Torah. Kriyashma is Amita Shal Torah. And without Amunah Bashem and Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shamayim, the person can't be Matzlich B'Limudai B'Chlal. There's no Mesiris Aloyim B'Del Talmudai. He's not Moshe to learn. The Torah itself is called Amunah, as Chazal tell us, number of places. But the Tzuras HaLimudim comes only as a person who's a Maimin. In a maimon in all difficulties, in all shverikait, and he keeps it, he stays to it. We'll quote a piece of the Tanchuma Parshas Noach, well known. It says there, Yisborach Shmoy Shemelech Malchay Amloch Vakadosh Baruch Hu, Shabochar Bi Yisrael Meshivim Umois. Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose us from the 70 nations, Kmasha Kosev Kichelek Hashem Amoy, Yaakov Chevel Nachalosoy, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made his chelek, his nation. Yaakov is the part that he took out of the rest of the Umois, Venosel Manu As HaTorah V'Chsav. He gave us Torah b'chsav v'remez tzfunois u'setumois u'porshum v'torah shebal peh. Torah shebchsav as remozim, it's closed, it's sosum. But he explained it to Torah shebal peh v'gilo isom li Yisroel. He gave it to Klal Yisroel. V'lo yoid, the Medrash continues, elo she Torah shebchsav klolus v'torah shebal peh protus. Torah shebchsav is general rules, and Torah shebal peh is full of protim. It's another pasuk in Yev, it says you won't find the Torah Shebal Peh be'eretz achayim. Umaylo timtze be'eretz achayim be'eretz meisim timtze. Will you find Torah Shebal Peh be'eretz meisim? Ela shlo timtze Torah Shebal Peh eitz l'nisha yivakesh oynei ko'olam taive v'kovei d'gdula v'olam hazeh. You will not find Teresh Vapevak, one who find looks for Oineg, Tanuge Oilam, Taiva, Kovid, Gdula, Elad Misha, Mamis Atzmi Aleh, Shanama Zoysa Teira, Odom Kiyomus Boil. The Medrash continues and says, quotes the Smishta Kahidaka Shatera, Pasma Lachtoichel, Maimab Sura Tishta, Valot Tishon, Vachaitzatichia, Vatera Tolamil. He continues and says, the fish of the Koras, Akonish Borchu, Brisim Yisrael, El Al Hatoyr Shebal Pe. Our Yachas Takodish Borchu, Akesha Takodish Borchu, is through Torah Shabbat Pesh, Namek Yapi Advor Meil Karati Tchobris. Further, he quotes Chazal, Le Kosova Kodish Borchu, Betoy Leman Advor Meil, Le Bavur Advor Meil, Le Beglal Advor, El Al Pi Advor, Vizui Torah Shabbat Pesh, Shei Kosha Lumoid, Tarechot, it's difficult. It has a lot of tzar. It in and of itself is something which is moshul lechoshech. Ha'om ha'ilchem lechoshech. But the end of the pasuk is ro or godol. Eilu ba'le ha'talmud shero or godol shakadosh baruch hu meir eneihem bisa v'heter b'talmi v'torah, etc. Here it says a little further. It says omelan ala teir sheba pesh yesh badikduke mitzvahs kalus v'chamurois v'azek kamoves v'kosher kishoil kinoso. He says it's difficult. If ain loymet oisa elamisha oyev hakadosh baruch hu, dafke one who loves hakadosh baruch hu is one who loves, who learns Torah shebal peh, but not stam b'chol liboy b'chol nafshei b'chol moedoy. And then they quote the pasuk in the first parasha of Kriyashma. Continues minayin atalomat she'en av zu v'loshen Talmud she'ei machsiv acharov v'hoyu hadvorim ha'ela she'anochi metzavcha ayim al livavecha. Veize is a Talmud shu al halev. This refers to Talmud which is believed by Shalada. A person has his chelik in Torah. Aviyem v'shnantim levanecha zu Talmud shetorach tshinun. Lametcha shepash v'shen shebekrishma ein bo perush mat tzchore boi levazeh kima shekos v'pash v'shniya. Where it says v'oye v'shemoya tishmu. V'nestatim ta'atzichem. Which refers to the mat tzchar of oiske mitzvahs. He says, she'en oiske mit Talmud v'pash v'shniya ksiv bo v'chol levav tol nafshichem. So it's fascinating how when Chazal here and the Medrash Tanchum and Noach are explaining mitzvot limud haTorah shebal peh dafke, so they bring the first parasha and the second parasha of Kriyashma. They show us the distinction. He loymed Torah, which is the first parasha, and miyagei b'Torah shebal peh. He's willing to give up of Moedoi, of Memoinoi, of his Moistris, the extra things. The second parasha, which is talking about Mitzvahs, Matan Schor Shal Mitzvahs, Boel Mazer, it doesn't mention Bechol Moedchem. But here it says Bechol Moedcho. One has to give up of Bechol Moedoi, Mesiris Nefesh, to be Zoichet to the Or Godel of Torah Shebaal Peh. Again, this gives us another understanding why the Psichas. A Mishnayis, Psichas Shas, is through the parasha of Shema, the mitzvah of Shema, which talks about Matan Schor and Shalom de Torah Shebaal Peh. The pasuk says, "Va'atam tiyulim amlechas kahana v'kodesh." This is the hakdamah to Kabbalas HaTorah. There's a need for Ma'ilus HaKedusha and Ma'ilus HaKohuna b'chtei to be zeichet the Torah. Famous Baal HaTorah in the beginning of Parashas Truma says, "V'ikuli Truma." The word Truma says, Oisyeis Mem Torah. Sha Torah Nitno Le Mem Yoim. He Loichle Truma. The Torah which was given Le Mem Yoim is Loichle Ha Truma. As well known, Chilti quotes, Le Nitne Torah Ela Loichle Hamon. Sheinis Lo Loichle Truma. That's how he explains, Zeo V'yikhu Li L'Shmi. Sha Kol Mi Sha Oisik B'Torah Kilo Lekeach Li. Shein Li La Kodesh Boch Bo'ilam Kodesh Boch Bo'ilam Yalad Alam Shalach Bo'vad. And that's the smichos, the pashas, Torah, the truma, he explains. Fascinating, we're being told that the ma'alas ha'kehanim, tahara, ma'alas ha'kehanim, achilas trumas and dafko, is where we speak about the ma'ala of Elohim the Torah. He continues and he says, yikhali truma, asuli moke migdosh, echod mechamishim sheba harabayis, the size of the migdosh, the harabayis was the 50th, K'moy truma shu echad mechamishim. He explains that Baal Harabayis is tov kuf al tov kuf. It's 500 amas al 500 amas. Umbak machotzo yekuf al nun. Shu'echad mechamishim shal tovkuf v'tovkuf. It's the 50th of the square area of the Harabayis. And this is the smacht of v'yichal d'chuma. The shear of the l'kichas shuma is in the self-quotes of Mishnah. Ramaz zman achilas shuma b'layla k'desnan v'shosh shekanim chos n'chol v'chumasim shu'tzeisek echob. He says that the remez of the kichas tshuma is dafki in our Mishnah. It says over here, this man is b'tzeisek echovim. And that's why it's samach l'layla. The last word in the parashah before was layla. And the Mishnah was there, merumis. He alludes to our Mishnah here. The goyim is biurim to the beginning of the sechta brochis. Says similarly, the Mishnah quotes the word b'tshumason. The word he's not used the word tshumason. He says it explains the word my tshuma, trei mimeo. He explains Shayichud Shal Shema Keneged Shara Hamishim Im Memtes Oisyes Shal Shema Uborach Shem Kved Bachusoy Yoylom Vaed. Those are the words the Goyim says. Truma son, the nun at the end of the word. He says the word Truma Shem Imeya, and then the word the letter nun. And Avraham Ben Agrodir explains what the Goyim means to say. The word Truma is being explained, and the smichus of Kriyashma the Truma he explains. Is the nun b'seifai truma son, because we know that there's a yichud of Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem Kivayt Malchusay Le'olam Ve'ed, refers to the Otach HaKol. It's 49 letters, 25 letters of Shema, and 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kivayt. He explains we say that twice a day. Comes out the Otach HaKol we have. It's the 98 letters of Shema and Baruch Shem Kivayt Malchusa we say twice a day, and then the Yichud itself he calls is separate. Yichud Hashem that's Merumazir separate comes out to two Chalok, and the two Yichudim out of the 98 letters of the first Tupsukim, the Shir of Echad Mechamishim that we take when it comes to Truma. So again he alludes to the fact that Truma itself indicates in the Remez to Yichud Hashem. Understandably, a person who's B'taharosoy, those who are ruin lechel v'truma, those are ruin lechel v'truma. Kisiv sekoyin yishmeru das v'toyri yavakshu mipiwas. You know, those who attack kisiv sekoyin limud atoyri goes dafke. From those who are kederach kisiv sekoyin yishmeru das v'toyri yavakshu mipiw. Kimalach Hashem tzvokesu. We need to have one who's nichnas lechel v'truma, as it says on. Arein koyin to be the rebbe oisler and toyri. And indeed, the first man the Omer Bechlal mentioned in Shas is Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer HaGodl is known, was the Rebbe Rebbe Kiva, who was miyasa the five Talmidim that stole direct the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. This is the Shita of Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, at Seif HaShmur, Rishonah Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. This is the Psichos HaShas. We see the Remez over here as the famous Pirkei Echolus, often mentioned, it says, Omer Rebbe Shmuel, Kach Omer Rebbe Kiva, Mshum Rebbe Eliezer HaGodl. ויום שניתנה תורה עד שניבנה בעיס האחר תורה ניתנה הדורו יקורו גדולוסו חפוידו תפארתו אימוסו פחתו וירוסו אושרו גאווסו וגאוינו עוזו ואיזוזו חפוידו לניתנו עד שניבנה בעיס האחר and then לשאורסו בשכינו the godless, the גילויים of תורה שבעל פה were at the time of בעיס האחר and this is a תקופס התנועים מגלות us the Yisoy de Torah Shebaal Peh comes out to the Mishnah Bechlolius as understood Me'eim Asai, and the Mishnah starts with a question, because the Seder of Limud and Bechlal is Me'eim Asai, from what point, when does one start? Ask the question, when does one start with Triyashma Ba'arvis, the Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shemaim, Yisoy de Yamuna, at a time of difficulties, Bizman Shakanim Nichnosim Lechol B'Trumoson, when the Mekabel Torah and the Limit Torah of Derech Taharas HaKayanim, those who attack the Zoicher to the Maila of Truma, Lanit the Torah La'ichle Truma, those who are the ones who are Zoicher to Torah, Ad Soif HaShmura Rishayna, till the end of the first Ashmura, the first Kufa of the Laila, as the Eliezer tells us. It's interesting to note that the Mishnah starts with the question of Me'eim Osai, from when? That's the question. The Kunei Zoyer and the Agdom brings down that the Seder Mishnayis on Derech mentioned the Gemara on Shabbos before and stops at the very end with the statement Zman Nokat Simon. The Simon is Zman Nokat. Zman Nokat. That Zman, which is Seder Mishnayis, is the Psicho of Sechet Brochus, Be'emosai, when asking a question about the time, there's a meridike psicha on the tzlach. He starts saying from the tzlach and brachas, he has a psicha. And there he too discusses the Seder HaMishnayis and says, Adobri Yisoy Diyad Lama'oid, and I'll quote at the end of the psicha. Ushmoyis Hashisha Sidor Nyodulim and Bubu'orim Beperik Mam Avdlikin Vasmechinu Akro V'hoi Yamun Asetech Achoy Sishu Es Chochmos Vadas V'Rosh Atevis Mishisha Storim Alolu Huzman Nokat. He says, Ayin V'Agdomas HaRambam Nabir Shem HaShnayis. Lufi Ani Yizdaiti Gam Bozei Yishremez Lachazik Ho Amuno B'Tor Shebal Peh. One is impossible without the other. Without Yigiyah B'Shas, there is no such thing as Torah Shebechsav. Quotes V'ayim B'Avanel Pashas Boy Pashas Achodesh Hazeh Shebir Hashem Hechocha Al Torah Shebe'alpeh Te'ilo Yikein Botlu Kol Moyadei Uzmanei Achagim Kilo Nizbar B'Torah Shebechsav Kama Yomim Yesh B'Chodesh Kama Chadoshim Yesh B'Shono. He doesn't say anything about Chadoshim per se. So this says that by Avanel, Parashas Achodesh, he explains, this is the Hechoch of Torah Shebe'alpeh. V'ani Moisif al Devorav Shafilom Yirtza Hamis'akesh Ve'yoymer Ki Gam Bin Hasvoro Neida Kivesh Achodesh U'Lelevono Ki Shem Chodesh Moir Al Dover Hamis'chadesh V'ayin Al Levono V'shono Hirkneged Achamo V'moir Al Shem Zet Tkufas Hashono Shu Hakofas Achamo B'chol Shono. And Ikesh could say, there is no big proof with this, because after all, the word Chodesh indicates something which is constantly Mischadesh, as opposed to the Tkufa Sachamo, Tkufa Sashona, which means something which goes over, repeats itself. So we could figure out that over the course of a year, the cycle will include 12 months. Kyudbeis Bomi means Chadesh is Bishnat Sachamo. Nonetheless, says the Noida Behuda here, the Akdom, Akati, and Imeshiv, ומעייסה באחד עשר ימי היסרים וגם איך תחלק חודש הלבונה ביום הם שובים ובתור שבחסב איזכר לעיבור השונה לא לעיבור החודש ועל כחינו צריך מונו למה שמקובול המחך מישראל בתור שבעל פה we need to come to the קבולה תור שבעל פה כשם שאנו חיובים לסמך עליהם בזה כך אנו חיובים לכל אשר יאמרו לנו בפירוש כל התור שבחסב ככל התור אשר ירוחו וזהו רמז זמן נוקעת לימן זמן נוקעת ביותך לא איסו לראי על עמית אסכל התאר שבעלת so this you understand first the shita of the Barbanel how זמן נוקעת ביותך grab זמן understand that kufas הזמן that we have in Ibra Shonim in Ibra Chadoshim and so on to understand the yesoidos of how Kachazal or Moistelon we say the תאר שבעלת and he continues says ואפשר לחווין רמז הזה Kam the pasuk sheviu v'gemara shisha sidrei mishne. It's possible to hear this even in that pasuk itself. V'hoyu emunas itecho choisen Yeshua es chochmas vadas. It explains v'nei choisen hu loshen choisek k'moy v'chsoin ka'aloinim. V'ze kavonas hanavi. V'hoyu emunas itecho ho emunas sheyesh lecha al itecho shu itim uzmanim ha'amurim b'toyre. שעל כוחך אתה צורך לדברי חכום בתור שבעל פה זה יהיה לך לחיסן וישועס לחוכמס ודעס beautiful זוג תפשט in the פוסק אוי אמונת איתך the belief in the זמן in the סדר זמנים this will be חיסן and ישועס for חוכמס ודעס שדברי חכמנו בכל התור שבעל פה שכולם הם בחוכמה ודעס ויהיה לך אמונת איתך לחיזוק האמונה בכל דבריהם this is the פסיכה תשעס This is the psicha to say the Zroim, and this is the psicha to say the Brochos. We understand, Haiman the boy, the Mevach Hasidah, Yasik, Mila the Brochos, the Gemara tells us about the Kamo, a person in his Yachas of an Odom Lamokoim, which Limud HaTorah, Pesach HaTorah gives us here, the Shpitz Kesher to Bein Yoylam, Yisrael Varaisa, the Kutch Brich Uchad, that's Bein Yonei Brochos, that's the psicha. We should matzliach in our endeavor to cover and to understand and to be me'ayin b'yegir arabo in kol sugyas hashas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.